اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. Dear audience, today we are going to listen to the recitation of Sheikh Hamdi Zamil, reciting verses 21 and 22 of Surah Ar-Rum. Let's listen to it, preceded by its English translation.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful. And among his signs is that he created for you from among yourselves mates, that you may find repose in them, and he has put between you affection and mercy. Verily in that are indeed signs for a people who reflect. And among his signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the difference of your languages and complexions. Verily in that are indeed signs for people of sound knowledge.
ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون ومن آياته ومن آياته خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف
Welcome back to your audience of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was recitation of verses 21 and 22 of Surah Ar-Rum, recited by the great Egyptian reciter, Sheikh Hamdi Zamil. Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This reciter, he's reciting in Warsh an-Nafi'.
Yeah, the riwayah.
The riwayah of Warsh an-Nafi'. And also, at the end, he recites in Khalaf an-Hamza.
He which changed has the riwayah.
Yeah. The sect. It's the characteristic, the very obvious characteristic of Hamza. Khalaf an-Hamza is the sects that we have.
The pause.
The pauses. Wa min ayatihi wal ard, for example. Wa min ayati. He doesn't say wa min ayati.
Like at the beginning, Hafs, you mean?
In the beginning. Wa min ayati. So we have naql. The Hamza has a fatha. The Hamza that's after the Nun Sakina has a fatha. This fatha is given to the previous letter, which is Nun Sakina.
Which is Sakin, actually.
It's a Sakin letter, yes. It's a Nun Sakina. So we have to say, wa min ayati.
I mean, naql takes place when there is Sakin.
Exactly. There has to be a Sakin letter that's followed by a Hamza.
In the next letter.
Either in the next letter or in the word itself.
Uh-huh.
Okay. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَن We have lengthening of Maddul Munfasil in Warsh, which is six vowel counts all the time. We don't have a choice for Warsh. But we do have Maddul Badal. آيَاتِ is a Maddul Badal. Maddul Badal means the cause of the Mad is before the Mad instead of after the Mad. In ayati, we can see that the hamza is before the alif instead of being after the alif. Okay, for example, ayatihi an, the cause is after the ya'ul mad of woman ayati. But here, ayati, the hamza is actually the cause which is before the long vowel.
And what takes place here?
Maddul badal. You have a choice for maddul badal in Warsh. Either two vowel counts, four vowel counts, or six vowel counts. If you notice, in the next verse, verse 22, Sheikh Hamdi Zamil, he reads the Maddul Badal in وَمِنْ آيَاتِ in all three ways of Warsh. He says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ First two, then four, and then six. And then he continues the verse. This is allowed. And a lot of reciters, they do this. For example, everything is the same in that verse except for example, one phrase.
Yes.
They repeat that phrase in another riwayah.
But this is not another riwayah, I think.
This could happen within two riwayahs or whenever in Warsh, for example, there are three options.
And
this only happens in Warsh. Warsh allows this kind of thing. Otherwise, in Hafs, you're not allowed to, for example, say, ومن آياته.
I want to talk about the rule consistency. Is it observed here?
Matul Badal does not require consistency.
Sorry?
Matul Badal does not require consistency in Warsh. That's the point.
Okay.
And like I said, the riwayah sometimes they just repeat one phrase. If you listen to Abdul Basit's Surah Hamd.
Yeah, the riwayah of course can change.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahimi Maliki Yawm Al-Din. And then he goes back to Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim and he says, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm Al-Din. This is Susi. The before it was Warsh, Maliki Yawm Al-Din, just normal Maliki Yawm Al-Din. The Susi has Idghamul Kabir, which means that you do Idgham whenever there are two letters, same letters. The first one, both of them have haraka. Nevertheless, Idgham takes place. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahimi.
Yeah.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Malik Yawm Al-Din. But Susi is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Malik Yawm Al-Din.
And the final point?
Another point is that whenever there is a letter of Istirla, we have to make sure that the letters that are after or before that letter are not affected
by that
the
letter
of the Istirla. For example, Khalqa. We don't say خلق. The lam should not have tafkhim.
And the shape of lips help us.
Yeah, the lips spread when pronouncing خلق.
When pronouncing lam, actually.
Yes. واختلاف, not واختلاف. واختلاف الليل. And by the way, whenever the letters of Istirla are sakin, the level of tafkhim is very low, the second lowest level.
Thank you, dear brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
What I am going to share with you is few hadith I have selected from Al-Kafi by the late Sheikh Kulayni, Kitabu Fadl al-Quran. There is a section on the merits of the Quran. Hadith number 11 is the one which I said is like a brief version of hadith number 1. And Jabir and Abi Ja'far alayhi salam, Jabir narrates from Imam Baqir alayhi salam, يَجِيءُ الْقُرْآنَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِي أَحْسَنِ مَنْظُورٍ إِلَيْهِ. The Quran comes in the best appearance, in the best, you know, face. And it reaches Muslimin. They say he is one of them, but he passes by. It reaches prophets. They say he's one of them, but he passes by them. Then he reaches angels. They say he's one of us, but the Quran would continue. حَتَّى يَنْتَهِيَ لَا رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ. Till the Quran comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Quran says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabb, فلان ابن فلان أذمعت حواجره وأسحرت ليله في دار الدنيا. Quran says, O Allah, so and so is a kind of witness, testimony, report. So and so are the people that I made their throats very thirsty and made them unable to sleep. I kept them awake during the night. Means these are the people who recited me, reflected on me, okay? And so, no. I didn't keep them awake. I didn't make them thirsty. فَيَقُولُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَدْخِلْهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ عَلَى مَنَازِلِهِمْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, those people who have been respecting the Quran, they should go to heaven, but in different ranks.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, What you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
منام سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن